Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Change Radio News. Today is Friday, 26 January 2026. The news is read by Rutendo Chinzara. Here are the news headlines. President Chamisa's return reignites hope in Zimbabwe politics. ZANU-PF factional battles intensify in Mashonaland West. Health group calls for improved funding and worker support. And now for the news in detail. President Nelson Chamisa's return to active politics after nearly 2 years away has reignited hope in Zimbabwe's opposition leadership. Analysts say his absence exposed a vacuum in opposition politics, with no rival figure gaining broad public confidence. On Friday, January 2023, President Chamisa launched what he calls Fresh Start and Agenda 2026. Saying the political dance floor remained empty during his absence. Political analysts say President Chamisa's resilience and citizen-focused approach position him as the strongest challenger to the status quo. With an emphasis on grassroots mobilization and engagement with the diaspora, the development is expected to reshape opposition politics in the months ahead. We spoke with citizen spokesperson Mr. Promise Mukwananzi about the development.
Yes, it is true that President Chamisa has returned to the dance floor, and it is a welcome move. As you know, President Chamisa is the most influential political figure in Zimbabwe, and it proved difficult in his absence to crank the political engine. And now his return obviously signifies a fresh start, a new perspectives. I think it's his time to reflect. I was speaking earlier on another platform where I said it's his time to reflect, to introspect, and come up with new perspectives to the struggles facing our people. And we welcome the invitation to all progressive forces to come and reason together with President Chamisa in order to kickstart the movement that will see the transformation of our society. The emphasis is on service. The emphasis is on policy. The emphasis on strategy. The emphasis is on mobilization rather than on positions and personalities. And that is what it should be. We must now move together, emphasizing more on service, on delivery, on leadership than on position and personalities. And this is a very welcome platform. We've heard such platforms in the past to review, to renew, and to revive the movement and make it relevant to today's political challenges. And there is no doubt in our minds that President Chamisa remains the best person, the best foot forward to lead that regeneration and renewal and revival of the democratic movement in Zimbabwe.
Meanwhile, President Nelson Chamisa has declared that the newly launched movement is unstoppable, citing massive public excitement across the nation and the diaspora. In a statement, President Chamisa announced that the systems and platforms for the Fresh Start initiative are now operational in communities, declaring that the movement rose. The announcement comes as part of his formal return to active politics, which he says has generated phenomenal energy and momentum. Factional battles are intensifying within ZANU-PF in Mashonaland West. The turmoil follows a controversial reshuffle of the provincial executive by Chairperson Mary Muliswa Chikoka. Critics say the changes, including the demotion of former Provincial Secretary Meshack Nyarubero, are politically motivated and unconstitutional. Nyarubero, who was moved to a ceremonial role, is vowed to appeal and say he may expose alleged governance failures in the provincial leadership. Observers say the developments highlight deepening divisions within ZANU-PF ahead of next year's elective Congress. as rival factions compete for key positions. The Community Working Group on Health says Zimbabwe allocation of 15% of the national budget to health in line with the Abuja Declaration does not on its own guarantee better services. The organization cites weak safeguards, funding leakages, and critical shortages of health workers, especially in rural areas. It is calling for ring-fencing of health funds, improved salaries, and better working conditions to strengthen accountability and service delivery. Emmerson Mnangagwa has been drawn into ZANU-PF's growing succession battles in Manicaland. The intervention came after his investment advisor, Paul Tumbarara, was scheduled to preside over a party event in Mutare. This sparked tensions with supporters of Kudakwashe Tagirei, who is seen as the potential successor to Mnangagwa. ZANU-PF political commissar Munyaradzi Machacha moved to suspend the event, which included the disbursement of funds under the Presidential Economic Empowerment Revolving Fund. Mnangagwa reportedly chose not to overrule the suspension pending deliberations within the party. The move highlights intensifying factional divisions within ZANU-PF ahead of the 2027 elective congress, as rival figures position themselves for the party's top leadership race. Two Bulawayo-based campaign directors are expected in court today facing safety charges involving mining equipment worth more than US$1.8 million. The state alleges the accused received loan funds to supply equipment in 2017, but later blocked its collection, demanded excessive storage fees, cancelled the contract, and disposed of the equipment while related high court matter was still pending. ZRP Milton Park is holding suspects accused of posing as police officers and alleged terrorizing residents in parts of Harare, including Meborene. Police are urging anyone who may have been affected to report to Milton Park Police Station or the nearest station. Journalist Blessed Mhlanga's lawyer, Doug Colchart, has recovered his client's passport after the state agreed to release it upon receipt of a US$10,000 title deed as surety. The deed was provided by Alpha Media Holdings publisher Trevor Nwe. Citizens have criticized the delayed distribution of top dressing fertilizer under the presidential free import scheme. Many say the fertilizer has arrived too late, as crops are already maturing. Some accuse authorities of using agricultural programs for political gain rather than focusing on timely support and improved. In economic news, CBZ Holdings officials have met global investors at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. The meetings held from January 19 to 23 aimed to position the group as a gateway for international capital into Zimbabwe and the region. CBZ says it plans to strengthen its funding, grow its balance sheet, and secure foreign partnerships, targeting sectors including infrastructure, energy, agriculture, and financial services. The bank highlights improving economic conditions and presents Zimbabwe as open for sustainable investment and growth. And in news from local communities, villagers in Tsitulipasi, Nuni, and Dumale in Bedbridge district are living in fear after two collared lions and their cubs crossed from South Africa into communal areas, roaming near homesteads and putting residents on high alert. Parents are raising concerns over a trend at the TM rank in Gweru, where teenage girls as young as 18 are leaving school in uniform, changing into personal clothing, and spending hours in combis. Parents warn drivers to exercise caution, saying any misconduct could lead to accusation of sexual abuse. In entertainment news, legendary musician Thomas Mokanya Mafumo has announced he will return to Zimbabwe for his final public performance. The farewell concert is set for April in Harare. Last year, Mafumo declined a $500,000 offer from businessman Wignell Chivayo, which was conditional on his return. This April show will be the iconic singer's last sting before retiring from the stage. In international news, a senior Chinese military official has been removed from power amid fresh corruption and loyalty purges ordered by President Xi Jinping. Reports say the top general is accused of leaking sensitive information about China's nuclear weapons program to the United States, as well as committing serious disciplinary violations. The dismissal is described as the most dramatic case so far in Xi Jinping's ongoing crackdown within the People's Liberation Army, aimed at rooting out corruption and disloyalty. Chinese authorities have not yet released the full details of the allegations. And finally, in sports news, Zimbabwe international Tawanda Maswanise has now scored in 5 consecutive games, including 4 for his Scottish club, Motherwell. On Saturday, he scored in Motherwell's 4-0 win over Kilmarnock, impressing Warriors coach Mario Marinica with his finishing and overall play. Despite reported interest from Scottish Giants, Rangers and Celtic, Maswanise says he remains focused on letting his performance do the talking. The Highlanders Football Club signed Shepherd Mhlanga and Shelton Moy from FC Platinum and Ransom Pavari from Manica Diamonds. Club chairman Kenneth Mhlophe confirmed the signings at the team's annual general meeting on Sunday, saying the new players are expected to boost the team's performance this season. To end the news bulletin, here are the headlines once again. President Chamisa's return reignites hope in Zimbabwean politics.